For this session, I'm going to demonstrate working with a participant, supporting her through the process of coming to her own inner experience in a more allowing, compassionate embrace. I do want to say, though, for those of you who are viewing this, and those participants in the room, that although I'm demonstrating this as a process where I am facilitating someone through the process, the primary intention of this is for it to be a self-guided process, so that you can apply and approach this work to your own inner experience. So, I'd like to begin this process with you, just by first asking you right now as a check-in, how are you feeling? What's going on for you right now?
A slight tension, a little clamping in the neck, and the jaw tight, which tells me I'm a little afraid of what I'm going to say. So some fear and a little anxiety, some tightness.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
It's a scary place.
It's a scary place, I imagine, to go into this experience that you want to focus on and that...
Yeah, that I'd like to be with in a different way.
Yeah. Okay. Sounds like it's an important element of your life that you're wanting perhaps a different quality of experience.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And I really want to love myself. And this is a place where I don't really love myself.
Okay. Thank you. So I'd like to begin by asking you to describe to me, what is the stimulus for this inner experience you'd like to work with?
I think some of the stimulus is a lack of self-connection. And so I'm kind of naturally giving, and I just start giving and giving without an awareness about it. And then I get really exhausted, and I think I get into this thing where I'm expecting something back without being self-aware about it. And then I just get so angry and start to tell myself that I'm getting taken advantage of and this is really unfair and why is life telling me that I'm the one who has to do all the work? And so all these stories start happening, like victim stories and, judging life and... a real need for sort of freedom comes up, like as if there's some sort of imprisonment going on. Mm-hmm.
Imprisonment in the reaction that you have when you don't get your needs met.
Gosh, I think imprisonment in everything, not in just everything. My reaction, but as if life is a prison suddenly. Mm-hmm. And there's this like panic of like, there is no way out of this. So... look what my hands are doing.
Yeah.
It's like the fight or flight goes on, and it's the fight.
And I'm sensing that this is a life experience that has been with you for a while, a sense of being trapped, so to speak, in this pattern of living.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I've looked at it, and I think... You know, some of me thinks that it goes back to when I was like 5 and my parents were divorcing. And I remember being, what I remember, how we understand memory is I sort of see myself like this. Like, oh my God, life was just so unmanageable and out of control and there was nothing safe. And I had no idea of how to be in that world.
So it sounds like you have somewhat of a memory tying you to what happens in your present life. There's something that's a memory that resonates perhaps as some kind of real connection.
Yeah.
Okay. And what I'd like to do is just acknowledge that and like to work and focus on what is the element of your present experience right now.
sitting here in a chair.
Yeah, well, as you just described to me, I'm going to start with that. But first, I want to reflect the parts of it that I heard.
Okay.
One is I heard that an awareness of you get involved with giving and giving and giving and not taking care of your own needs.
Yes,
that I saw
big time.
You have an awareness of that.
Mm-hmm.
And yet then what happens with that is that when your own needs are not met, that you start feeling angry, resentful to those people in your environment. I imagine your family.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then you say and do things that you later regret.
Yes.
And you judge yourself and evaluate yourself for acting in these ways, mm-hmm. speaking in these ways to your family, that you don't enjoy. And it's when you do that, that creates a lot of distress, a lot of self-judgment.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the basic pattern you'd like to free yourself from.
I like to free myself of the whole thing.
The whole thing.
Yeah.
Well, I was referring to all of it.
Okay.
Number one, to be able to tune into what you're valuing and needing and not ignore it. And be able to
and to hold self-care, like a consciousness of self-care, continually. I mean, it sounds like, that sounds kind of insane in a way.
Yeah.
Self-care gets put at the bottom of the list, or it's just like, it's as if it's habitually, there's self-care. I forgot about self-care.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you notice in retrospect that you're not aware of caring for yourself, taking care of your own needs, your own life as much until after it's done.
Yeah.
And you want to value or prioritize self-care for yourself much more than what you've done.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, especially I'm about to turn 50, and I feel like self-care is going to come up in this part of my life more and more and more.
Yeah.
And so it seems really valid.
Okay. Let's begin with the point at which some distress is triggered in you, and I'd like to go into that with you.
Okay.
And I'm guessing the part that I'm intuitively sensing to begin with is, after you have not taken care of your own needs, it builds up, and then you act in ways, you say things that you later regret, that you judge yourself about. Let's just begin with that as a stimulus, because I'm guessing that it's that point that after you've expressed yourself in certain ways, I imagine anger, other things that you say,
mm-hmm.
that you later regret.
Yeah.
And can you tune into just say one, although you've done this several times, just one time where you've done that. Just to be able to anchor it in some specific event.
I mean, even saying to my kids, like, well, I don't care. Like, if they go, Mommy, you know, I want something. And I turn to them and go, well, I don't care.
Okay.
I mean, I just can't.
Yeah.
So ashamed.
Yeah.
That I would say that to them.
Yeah.
Of course I care.
Yeah. But in that moment,
yeah.
there's something that prompts you to say, I don't care. There's something that you're feeling. Okay. And there's two, then I'm hearing two pieces of the experience. One, that's which prompts you to say, I don't care. And then immediately as you're sharing right now, you feel shame. There's mm-hmm. two parts of it. Okay.
Yeah.
Are you tracking that with me?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So let's just go with the first part.
Mm-hmm.
There's something in you. Can you tune into that experience?
Yeah, I've just noticed
something happens.
This protectiveness of
okay.
myself.
Okay.
Like if I go any further, I don't have any more
okay.
to give.
Okay. So just notice what you said. This is important to illuminate. There's a part of you that says, I don't have any more to give. So just
yeah.
notice that. This is an inner voice, an inner part
mm-hmm.
that we wants to be heard.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Are you saying that part two is just like a story?
Well,
as well.
Yes, it is a story, but
it points to something that's really alive.
Yes, yes, both of them.
Okay.
Yeah, you got that. So let me speak to that part. That part that says, "I can't go any further. I don't have any more to give."
Yeah.
It is a story, but it also points to some deeper need. Do you sense that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is there anything else, if I were to speak to that part, what else can you say?
Yeah, I was just exhausted.
You're exhausted.
I'm so tired, mm-hmm. and I just could really use some support or some giving. I feel like, you know, I want to say, can I make some requests?
Yeah, okay, so just listen to that voice. Can you feel in you the energy behind that voice? Share with me what that feels
like. It's like the little girl in me.
Okay.
Saying, you know, who's here for me right now?
Yeah.
Can somebody take care of me?
Yeah.
Nurturing, I guess.
Yeah.
To know that somebody's taking care of me as well.
Okay. So just allow yourself just to make room for that voice, that young part of you. Just notice how she feels.
Scared.
Lonely.
I want to say needy, but not needy. Longing.
Okay. So
longing for, it's like connection too.
Okay. So we're going to take our time with this.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like you to tune into that little girl part.
Okay.
So you're really scared. You're really lonely.
Mm-hmm.
And you have some deep needs or something. And even to say it's okay to be needy right now.
Mm-hmm.
There's something that you're really wanting.
It's like a hug. Mm-hmm. Like someone to be seen, maybe, if I think of NBC need list.
Yeah. Well, just forget about the need list.
Okay.
Just go with your heart. Whatever words come out.
I see more images.
Yeah.
I see me like crying on someone's lap and someone putting their arm on my shoulder.
Yeah.
That tenderness, that loving experience.
As you say that, what does it feel like in your body and your being with those images?
Like finally I can let the river out of the crying and the deep despair and the pain that's in there.
Yeah.
All the fear, scariness, they're just like, oh my gosh, I can't hold this in anymore.
Do you feel any sense of relief just as you say what you're saying?
I actually sensed more of a like, oh my God, is this why the world isn't safe?
Mm.
Poor jackal, thinking of your work. But
okay. What does it feel like in there to be that little girl part right now?
Vulnerable and tender and naive and innocent.
All right. When you say those words, vulnerable, tender, naive, and innocent, a sense of innocence, do you have a sense that there is this young part of you that has all of those qualities? Can you just feel?
I think I've just been ignoring that part of me for a long time.
Okay. Yeah. But now you're bringing her forth.
Yeah.
Can you just let yourself, let it be there. Allow her to be there in her innocence.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I sort of see her, how much she wants to just enjoy and skip. You know, like to skip down the street.
Mm.
To be able to just not think about all the consequences and people looking and just be in total joy and enjoyment of life. And that sort of like wonder and awe of like, wow, what's that? Oh, look, there's a bug. Oh, what does that bug do, I think I'm just sensing such a longing to have that.
Yeah. So a deep longing, just for play, for freedom, for joy.
Yeah. That total, what freedom to be skipping down the street.
Mm. As you say that sharing, do you have a sense of feeling that energy? The feeling.
Yeah.
What does that, share with me what that feels like.
Just, you know, like life is flowing through me and I'm flowing with life and lightness and us really openness, spaciousness, light colors.
Notice what that energy is in your body when you share that experience and share with me what that's like. What's it like?
It's feeling like a slight all throughout.
Okay.
As if all the cells were reorganizing into a healthy place.
Okay. Just let that energy be there. Just let yourself feel it and enjoy it.
I'm remembering last weekend when I was with some friends and I was laughing so hard I almost fell over.
It's that kind of joy, that kind of exuberance.
Yeah. And just to like laugh that hard was really wonderful.
Yeah. So here's a sense of I'm hearing this is you, but it's also the little girl part of you that just so longs for play, for freedom, for enjoyment. And then there's another part of you.
And a flowing with life. Like, you know, that all that it is flows through me. I'm a part of it. It's all joyous. And there isn't this like questioning and, you know, evaluating and worrying. It's just happening. Because I'm innocent and naive. I haven't learned all these social things yet.
Yeah.
Of what I'm not supposed to be doing.
Yeah.
I just do what I do with a joy. And it just feels good to be me.
Yeah. To this quality of just unbounded joy, the freedom just to be you.
Yeah.
And yeah. So there's something in you that you so want this, you so long to live this in your life, to feel it.
Yes, I do. I do. I really do.
Yeah. And so I'm just exploring this with you right now. And I said it is you, but it's also the little girl part of you that wants this young, innocent part. Maybe a part of you wants to reclaim this. Does that resonate?
Yeah, older part of me wants to reclaim it too.
But just notice we say the older part and then this younger part. Can you sense that there's a you that can witness the young girl, that can be with her. You feel that.
Yeah.
Can you ask from the witness part, just say the grown-up you, ask this little girl what she wants from you.
What she wants from me as an adult?
Yeah. From the one that can see her, witness her. Does she have a wanting something from you?
She wants me to come along with her.
Okay.
And do things with her. And skip down the street and, I don't know, chase bugs and, you know, explore leaves and nature and flowers and, you know, and turn over rocks and see what's there, that kind of thing.
Okay. What does it feel like to hear that wanting, that she wants that?
It's mixed. It's sad, too.
Yeah. And what's the sadness about?
That I was so alone as a child that I did all, you know, that I didn't have someone to do those things with. Yeah. So that I didn't do them a lot.
Mm. So you feel sadness. Now, isn't that sadness part of the little girl carrying the sadness because she was alone and lonely and didn't have a companion or a friend to be with her?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. And I was... And she or me was really confused about why was that? Why did I come home and nobody was home when I came home from school?
Yeah. And as you share that memory, I'm guessing it's a memory, but do you have any sense of the present feeling about that? Any sense of connecting to that confusion and sadness right now?
I think there was like, I just feel this shock and this like, almost like a, what am I supposed to do?
Yeah.
Like, it's kind of like overwhelming. Like, how do I take care of myself and whatever is expected of me in the house? And, you know, my mom's going to come home. What does she want done?
Just kind of being lost and not knowing what to do.
Yeah.
Not knowing how to address maybe your own needs.
Yeah.
Okay.
And being scared of the consequences of what I do.
Mm. Being scared of being punished or hurt in some way.
Okay, if I only take care of myself, I didn't do the dishes or cook or whatever.
Okay.
And so my mother might come home and get really angry at me.
Yeah. As you share that experience, you have a sense that that's a part of you that you carry now. It's almost like that little girl. You feel it. Notice
that. I want it off my shoulders right now.
So notice that energy there. But in that energy, there's something, this energy in you, this little girl energy that still lives in you.
Yeah.
And then she still longs for... to know, I'm just guessing, she still longs to know that she can, she doesn't have to know everything, perhaps, that there isn't...
I don't have to fix everything.
You don't have
to
fix...
solve everything.
Yeah.
And also, I want a separation between, you know, my mother's reaction to what I did and me feeling good about what I did.
Okay, so this is, I'm hearing, just this is important. You want to feel... good about what you're doing, about yourself, that this is you and it's separate from your mother.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that is it also that you're valued, that you matter.
I mean, I was very lonely and, you know, coming home and my mother not being there and stuff, it was, it was hard. I question, why was I alive?
Yeah. So even as you share that, I want to make this distinction between, this is a memory from the past, but it's also a present feeling that you're feeling now. It's the present feeling that carries the life.
Yeah.
You have a sense
and
of
I am in a state of, you know, a lot's going on in my life right now that's coming unraveled. Identity wise.
Yeah.
And there is this like, why am I alive? What is my purpose?
Yeah.
And a longing to know it and to be of service to something bigger. And so can I sit with not knowing? Can I sit with making mistakes?
Yeah. Yeah, there's a part of you that I imagine
scary
because the legacy of what you've lived through is you had to know, you had to do the right thing, you had to not make mistakes.
And there were huge consequences.
Or big consequences. And so there's a sense of fear in you, even now, in your life.
And I'm noticing too that, and this might be related to the anger, is that I didn't know what kind of reaction I was going to get when my mother came home, and so... I had to prepare myself to be defensive.
Yeah, you had to already be tense and tight.
Yeah.
Wary. Do you feel that kind of how that lives in you?
My heart's beating right now, just at the fear of it.
Okay.
It's like, what was I going to get?
Yeah.
You know, is she going to be really angry?
Mm. Yeah. So there's a sense of, as a little girl, as an innocent little girl, of really the protective. You really needed to protect yourself from the vulnerability of feeling pain if your mother was angry.
And, you know, you can imagine I would be totally excited that she was coming home. Mm. I wanted company. I wanted someone there. And then the confusion of having fear of it at the same time.
Yeah.
And getting lost in the, I'm so wanting company.
Yeah. So the sense of the confusion is these two energies. You so wanted love. You so were so excited to see your mother. And at the same time, you're so fearful. Do you feel that I'm always trying to bring it back to the present moment, that those are memories, but it's also something that you live with now.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, so just notice that.
And I think it lives in the fact that I so want to be such a loving person.
Yeah.
And I'm afraid to be as loving as I feel my body wants to be loving.
Okay.
Like it wants to be really loving.
Yeah.
And yet it feels scary to be that loving.
If I'm to speak to that part of you, it says, sense two things. There's something deep in your heart that you so long to be loving.
Like immensely
loving. You feel that. Do you feel that in your heart right now?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And that is there. And at the same time, you're so scared. There's something in you that's scared. Maybe it doesn't even make sense, but you're scared. of the consequences of being hurt. Does that resonate?
Yeah. And then I think about self-love, how much I want to be so incredibly self-loving.
Yeah.
And yet there's this fear of, like, you know, being selfish or not considering others, going off balance.
Yeah.
Because I'm off balance now with not being loving enough to myself. And then will I be too loving to myself and not loving enough to others?
Yeah. So let me kind of shift that focus a little bit.
Okay.
The part that's fearful is, for me, self-love is about attending to the part that's fearful.
Okay.
In this sense that I'm I want to be with this part that's fearful, that so much wants to love but is fearful. There's sensing there's something. I'm wondering if what you're needing is a sense of just trust.
Trust. It's so much deep trust.
So much the trust, so much wants to know that your love will be received, that it will be not punished, it will be held not in judgment, but held knowing
that I'm safe.
That you're safe, yeah. So you just feel the longing for trust and safety in you.
Mm-hmm.
This little girl part just so much, the fearful part, so much wants to trust, so much wants to know that she's safe and won't be hurt.
Mm-hmm. I keep going to my head, which tells me, well, trust is all perspective.
Just notice that, because this is the thing that in this process it's important to track. When you go into your head, that's part of the rational, evaluative part of the mind. It's part of the protective part. It's still defensive.
Okay.
It keeps
you. That's big.
Do you notice that?
Yeah.
Do you notice how it cuts you off?
Yeah.
So that part of the mind, no matter how rational it is, keeps you from feeling the soft vulnerability of your longing.
For the trust.
You so long for trust.
Mm.
Can you allow yourself to feel that vulnerability without questioning it?
Yeah, I just see myself crying.
Yeah. When you...
There's such a strong longing.
Yeah.
Of the knowing.
Yeah.
Knowing.
Just knowing. Feel what that is like right now. Feel the energy of just the longing for trust and for safety.
Yeah, I see myself like that guttural crying.
Mm. That's an image.
Please.
Yeah. When you see that image, is that a part of you that's feeling that?
Yeah, it's just that longing.
Yeah.
Please, okay. I want to feel trust, embodiment. I want an embodiment.
Mm-hmm. So at this moment,
trusting.
Yeah. Just at this moment, just let yourself feel the longing for it. Just you long for trust.
I feel a sinking and a pulling here. Yeah. It's really heavy.
Okay. And just let that be there. Just notice the sensation, the sinking and the pulling. Just feel the sensation of it, the longing for it.
And this kind of feels... I don't know, like it wants to be touched.
Mm. Okay.
Like it's desensitized.
Mm. And it wants to come to life, perhaps, to feel.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, like it's dead.
Yeah.
Yeah, it just feels like really heavy and achy.
Mm-hmm.
Aching in my neck.
Yeah.
Stiffness.
Okay. So again, this is a recognition part. It's a part of you that can witness. You just witness and allow the sensations. Just they're there.
Okay.
Can it be okay with you that they're there for you?
Yeah.
It's just okay.
Okay.
There's no need to have them go away or just allow the inner space for those sensations to be there.
Mm-hmm. Something here too.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Again, this is sort of a being with.
Yeah, feeling like dry.
Okay. Just allow yourself to breathe a little bit more deeply.
My thoughts started going to other people in the room, concern for them. Stay with it.
Stay here with it. And what is that? Is the little girl part still present in your experiencing? Is there longing for trust and safety still available to you?
Okay. Yeah, she's like longing for understanding.
Yeah.
And to know that she's like connected.
Okay.
Like, that's the trust. The trust is in relation to being connected.
Yeah.
Connected to God or oneness or, really about like, you know, God, are you really there? Are you really there or am I alone?
Yeah. It's somehow connected to some other presence, something that's alive, so that she knows she's not alone.
Mm-hmm.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the knowing.
The knowing, yeah. A deep desire, a deep longing to know.
Mm-hmm.
Am I connected to life? Are you there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And again, just allow that to be there as this part of you, this young part that so much wants this kind of connection. But also notice that there's this other part of you, the witness in you, that can be with her. You can be with that part of you.
I think I'm not really clear what you're asking me to do.
The you that can witness.
Mm-hmm.
That witness can be there with the younger
just,
part.
Just be.
Yeah.
Right.
You have a
relationship. Just be.
You have a relationship with her.
Okay.
Do you sense that?
Yes.
Okay. Again, is there something that she would ask of you, something she would want from you in that relationship?
Well, it's like she wants me to sit next to her and stroke her hair like a little girl.
Okay.
Like, treat her like a little girl.
Yeah.
Who she is.
Yeah. How does that feel like, just to say that? And just to express that? And
it's interesting because it's kind of like the realization I've been having with sitting with some of my pain lately. Is that I feel like I keep trying to be things I'm not.
Mm.
You know, like I try to be tough and do masculine things, and rather than really looking at myself and saying, you know, do I really want to go downstairs and fix a toilet, you know, and learn how to fix a toilet? Rather than, I'd really like to identify with the fact that I'm a woman and feminine and my feminine side and ask a man to fix a toilet.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And is that another way of saying, I so want to just be true to what I truly want, what I want?
Yeah. rather than this idea of what I think I'm supposed to be doing everything.
Okay.
You know, I'm supposed to be a modern woman who fixes toilets.
Okay. So what I'm hearing is maybe there's an image of yourself that you've been acting from that's not really been true to your authentic self.
Yeah.
Just notice.
And that image does not have room for self-care.
Yeah. So notice where self-care is. The feeling of self-care is being true to what you authentically feel and desire. Just you feel the feeling of that.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. I mean, I know. Yeah. I mean, when I've been to like an international intensive training, and I can get to that place of being so much more relaxed with who I am, it feels like, oh, I can just relax now and be myself and ask for what I need and not feel ashamed by it or get a response that makes me go, what do I do with this?
So in this moment, so this is something that you're in tune with right now. So long for the kind of self-care where you remember yourself. Remember what you really want, what you're really needing.
But the strategy I've chosen, instead of relying on me, is relying on other people to be like a certain consciousness where they'll hold me.
Yeah. So as you recognize that, what is your awareness of that?
Funny.
Yeah, meaning.
Well, it doesn't make sense. Yeah. You can't rely on other people. Yeah. You got to rely on yourself.
Yeah.
I mean, who's going to take care of me but me, really? Yeah. And the universe, right?
Yeah. Which might be you.
Yeah.
So this deep sense of what is it that's now that you're now aware of? If you can't rely on other people.
I need to take more responsibility.
Yeah.
And what is, I don't want to say that way.
Yeah.
But I want to take... I do. I want to... I really want to be and show up in the world in a different way.
Yeah.
And in order to do that, I really want to be more connected to myself.
Yeah.
And self-care is a part of that.
Yeah.
And realizing that I'm sort of programmed where I don't remember self-care a lot. And so I want to start a routine of really bringing self-care. What's going on with self-care?
Yeah. So in this moment, you have a sense of what self, how it lives in you, self-care, how it feels.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I so enjoy it.
Yeah.
When I'm doing self-care.
So just notice, but this is an important piece where just notice how you feel the sense of, even now, a quality of inner connection.
Mm-hmm.
And is there self-care in this experience now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So then, let's just say, is there, from this part of you, is there a request that comes that can help you to stay connected to this quality of self-care and to live from this place?
It's listening more.
Okay. Listening in what way?
Like listening, really intentionally listening to all the sounds.
Yeah. Okay.
Which I've been practicing.
Yeah.
And I really enjoy it because I heard someone say, you know, wow, I don't stop often enough to hear the birds. And ever since then, I've been intentionally trying to hear birds.
Yeah. So I'm hearing that as when you stop to listen to sounds, is that's a quality of attention to the quality of your experience.
Mm.
Attending in a caring way to the quality of your experience.
And the fullness.
And the fullness of it.
Experience.
And that is a form of self-care.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's an element of it. Listening. Yeah. Being with,
being
at a presence.
Yeah.
So there's a present to, I'm sensing a kind of a fullness to life.
Yeah.
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 Okay. Do Can you have what is that experience right now in the body? This.
It's funny, I still feel kind of tight here, not okay. Here at the side.
Yeah. Yeah.
This feels really fine. Is that not a great word?
Okay. Kind of a fine vibration, is it?
This really feels like a couch.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, sort of moving, radiant, warm. Is it comfortable?
Just comfy. Okay.
Okay. The reason I'm asking that, I think it's really important that you're grounded and anchored in the body rather than a thought.
Mm.
Thoughts can help if it takes you to this place.
Mm-hmm.
So can you remember to stay connected to just say, listening to the quality of sound?
Mm-hmm.
And maybe there's other elements. Maybe just feeling at any moment
feeling
what you feel.
Sound.
Yeah. Feeling the sounds.
That's an interesting idea. I like that.
So here's what I want to do right now. I think we could probably spend a little bit more time with this, exploring this inner experience of yours. But I'm sensing that this is a kind of one aspect of it, like an episode in this exploration, a sense of completion for right now, knowing that there's, you can stay in this inner exploration and deepen it and enrich it.
Yeah.
So does that feel okay for you to just bring this to a close?
Mm-hmm.
Great. Yes. Thank you. So before we completely finish, I'd like to ask you just in this moment, just how are you feeling? What are you experiencing with what we've just been doing for the last period of time?
Excitement. And possibilities, self-awareness, and I want to say growth, but I think it's more like, like a solidifying of what I've been suspecting, which is a lot more attention to self-care. That's really been up for me, is like, self-care just seems the key to to being the person that I really want to be. And I know I can feel my potential. I think that's the longing, is I feel this potential to be so loving.
Mm.
And I want it. It's like my body's telling me, come on, you're going to be this loving, you can do it.
Yeah.
And so it feels like I keep getting these messages that self-care is a big part of that.
Beautiful. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Okay.